conversation continues now on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. For anybody that's listened to the program for any period of time, you know that I have, an unnatural fascination with hospitals and doctors because I tend to, I tend to hurt myself from time to time, and therefore I have more call for people to put me back together on occasion. As you know, a couple of years ago in New Zealand, I decided to just crush my leg just for sport and broke 8 bones in my foot and one of my leg, and that was just kind of exciting there at a moment. Ivy didn't care for it, but, you know, my experience with orthopedic surgeons and doctors and so forth is maybe a little bit more robust than some, which is why I find it interesting and exciting to have Dr. Julie Dodds here, an orthopedic surgeon with Aspero Medical Group. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. I've talked to a lot of people that have a similar title to yours because of my fascination with gravity and things that go fast, I suppose. Which is probably similar to a lot of people you see. They, you know, something goes wrong. Maybe it's a sports-related injury. Maybe it's an adventure-related injury. But how did you decide that you wanted to be the person with the badge that said orthopedic surgeon?
Well, I was a athlete in high school, and I got an injury in high school, and that kind of started my interest. I've really always been interested in trying to keep people active, and so sports medicine was kind of a natural field for me. I was an athletic trainer in college, and just kind of carried it to the next level beyond that.
So one of the things, and you mentioned it, you were a high school athlete, got injured along the way. I did the same thing, and then I have decided to, you know, do other things that are more exciting. But so you went into college to be a trainer, then you decided to follow your dream, I suppose, and you find yourself here. That's got to be very rewarding.
It certainly is. I really enjoy taking care of active people and also some of the older people that are trying to remain active and live meaningful lives, and it's a pleasure and an honor to be able to put them back together and give them tools to continue to be active and healthy.
Well, certainly, because in your position, if somebody injures themselves, whether they're a high school athlete or an octogenarian, you need to get them back out there to get them active again, because if you don't, the downside of that could be worse, correct?
Yeah, that's for sure. The problems you get when you're not up and moving, such as heart disease, all sorts of other medical problems by not being active can be helped by trying to stay healthy and making sure your bones and joints and muscles are in good shape to allow you to be active.
Certainly. Now, to be an orthopedic surgeon, though, obviously you had a skill set, you have a talent level it's above most, and so you're to be commended for that, because to be a surgeon, I mean, you have to have steady hands, a clear and impressive mind. And so you get to see all sorts of things and put people back together. What are some of the things you think are more common? Are you more likely to see somebody from a high school competition of some sort? Are you more likely to see a college athlete or an older person that falls, breaks a hip, you know, does something, you know, to hurt themselves like that? What's most common these days?
I see a real variety of patients from very young, mostly high school athletes, also up into higher level patients, such as older patients that tear rotator cuff. That's pretty common. The younger patients tear meniscus or anterior cruciate ligaments in sports injuries. And there's kind of that middle age, too, where things just kind of start wearing out a little bit, and there's little things we can do with the arthroscope or just with non-surgical management also to tweak things to make people feel better and be more active.
Yeah, I've heard the line, what did you do wrong? Well, I got a day older. I've heard that line a lot. Julie Dodds here, doctor, orthopedic surgeon with Aspero Medical Group. So when you look at baby boomers, I'm just going to focus on that for a moment. You must see an increased demand because, again, what did they do wrong? Nothing. They got a couple of days older, and all of a sudden their shoulder hurts or their knee hurts or their hip's not right. It just kind of comes with the territory, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know, we're not made to last forever, so little parts will wear out. And a lot of times there are things that can be done to make you feel better and allow you to stay active. So don't just sit and accumulate in your injuries and chalk everything up to age and say, I just can't do that. Sometimes there are things you can do, and there's all sorts of activity modifications that we can help you with to keep you active without necessarily doing the thing you've always done in the past.
Now, how long have you done this? How long have you been an orthopedic surgeon?
I have been in practice for 27 years.
Okay, so and that's cool, because what I want to ask you is this. In 27 years' time, in the last quarter century, the advancements in technology and MRIs and the way you can see what's going on inside a person's knee or inside their hip, I mean, the advancements are tremendous. You can do more things today that are less invasive, and like a hip replacement these days, some people can do it in an outpatient setting. To me, that is remarkable and incredible, and it must be the same to you.
Yes, it certainly is. There are several things as far as the surgical techniques we use and also the medical knowledge we have. I mean, things like MRI scan, which weren't even in existence when I started training in medical school, that allow us to determine whether things are surgical or non-surgical without having to go in and look. And then the arthroscope has been a great tool for me. I can get into joints with very small incisions, as you say, non-invasive type of methods in order to see what's going on, and also while I'm in there with small instruments, be able to fix things without having to do the big open surgeries of the past.
And those are all leaps forward from, like you said, 27 years ago, some of these things didn't even exist back then.
Yes, I started training just when arthroscopy was beginning. So a lot of the things that I have done, I learned in my fellowship, which is my year after my residency, but then also continued medical education and training and skills courses that need to be kept up to learn what the latest and greatest techniques are.
Yeah, I still hear a smile on your face when I talk to you. I think that it sounds to me like you enjoy doing what you do.
I really do. I'm very fortunate to be able to help people, and it's kind of a calling that I didn't know I had, but since I've been here, it's been very, very satisfying for me.
So regardless whether it's a shoulder, knee, elbow, wrist, whatever joint it may be, people like Dr. Julie Dodge are there, orthopedic surgeon from the Sparrow Medical Group. Now, if somebody's listening today and they say, gosh, you know, I've got this going on, or I didn't know there'd been advancements in the way we fix hips and so forth, who do they talk to? How do they reach out? How do they get more information?
Sure, we'd love to talk to you and see you in the office, maybe get an evaluation. You can reach us through our office, which is 517-364-8890.
That's 517-364-8890. Dr. Julie Dodds, great talking to you today, and I'm glad you followed your calling. It takes a tremendous amount of talent to get where you are, and it's just great to hear the smile in your voice. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate talking to you.
There you have it. It's Julie Dodds on the Steve Gruber Show. Again, if you'd like to find out more, 517-364-8890. It's our effort to help you keep yourself healthy as well. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.